If you run a company or manage a team, hiring qualified people quickly can make or break your business. Imagine a position of need going unfilled for weeks or even months because you just can't seem to find the right candidate. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. This makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts. You only pay for results on your job post. Just in the last minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data, worldwide. Now that is fast. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Go to Indeed.com/BWN right now to support this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. It is great to be with you here on this Monday, February 3rd. Chiefs-Eagles coming up this week with the Super Bowl. Very excited for that. Did enjoy the weekend with the Royal Rumble. I should have gone on live after because then we could have turned that into a Luka to the Lakers podcast. What in the shoot? Again, I don't like to swear too early for Dan Shaney's children. Get them for your insurance, by the way. Just help me save a bunch more. The Royal Rumble, just a real quick aside. Jey Uso won. A lot of the internet community, wrestling-wise, doesn't like it. They wanted Cena to win, but if Cena won, they'd be pissed. They just, you want to, wrestling's weird because you want surprises, but, so fans want surprises, but fans also want to be right. So a lot of people thought CM Punk was going to win. So they didn't want CM Punk to win because they wanted CM Punk to win. They wanted CM Punk to win because they thought CM Punk would win. And Jey Uso took him by surprise. Now, he is my kid's favorite wrestler. It was Cody. It's turned to Jey. He likes his song. He doesn't do the yeet thing. So I'm like, do you like that? He won't ever do it. But he kept, it was like the final six. And I kept saying, buddy, Jey is not going to win this. He's not going to win. There's no chance he wins. But he will. I'll be mad. Whoever beats him, I'll be mad. Then he won. My kid was like celebrating. It was kind of awesome. But I really was having like a hard time. Like, I gotta break this to my son. He's got to deal with disappointment. It actually could have been a good teaching lesson to deal with disappointment and frustration and heartache and pain. But then he won. So now I guess he thinks that whenever anything he wants to happen will happen, it could just happen. I said, hey, you're a Wisconsin sports fan, son. It ain't gonna be like that. Speaking of Wisconsin sports, and I'll get into this trade in a minute, the Pocota standings are out, which has people, not up in arms. It's just, okay, this again, we're doing this again. Speaking of this again, if you're ordering Happy Place Hemp again, you can get the 25% off deal every time you do it. They've got the gummies, the tinctures, the lip balms, the seltzers. People are rushing to get these seltzers. You know why? Because they're good and effective. You can get the seltzers at happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART. You can also stop in there and pick them up. If you just like, you're like, I need a seltzer right now. You can get there in Muskego and take it home with you. Otherwise, the shipping is very quick. These guys are super quick at getting them in and getting it out. Get the orders in, get the product out very quick. It's American-made stuff, so you don't have to worry about. I'll just say happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order with happyplacehemp.com. So we'll talk more about this trade in a second. If the Bucks are going to do anything, I know people are kind of freaking out about the losses over the weekend. Haven't looked great, and I don't know what you do in terms of selling pieces off or trying to bring people in or what. We'll talk to Paul Emig maybe about that in a second here. With the Bucks losing to, well, now three in a row, Portland, San Antonio, and then Memphis with the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, Monday the 3rd. Real quick, though, the Pacoda standings, Milwaukee's 80 and 82. So 80.2 wins to 81.8 losses. I feel like every year the Pacoda standings come out, this is a good kind of barometer for what predictions should be. But then again, with Pacoda, they always seem to give the Brewers anywhere from 74 to 81 wins. And then the Brewers always shoot above that. So I don't know. It's interesting to look at. If you're on YouTube, you can kind of see some of the standings that I'm throwing up on the screen here. The Yankees projected to win with 90 wins in the AL East. The Rangers, 90 wins in the AL West. The Twins with 87 wins in the AL Central. The Braves, and then the Mets. So the Mets, 89 with Juan Soto, the big addition. Atlanta with 92 wins. The West, the Dodgers, of course, 104. I don't know what the over-under is for them, but I think they're going to get more than that. I'm putting the Dodgers at more than 104 wins. I mean, they're going to win 120 games. Even like their Sunday lineup, their scrubs are good. So I think that obviously they'll win a lot. In the Central, you've got the Cubs at 90 wins, 90, 91. The Brewers at 80. The Redbirds at 79. The Pirates at 75. The Cincinnati Reds at 74. So there's a couple of things here. And the Brewers, to win the World Series, 0.5%. To make the playoffs, 26%. And I've been talking Brewers with some people, you know, over the weekend. You just go to the park, kind of talk to dads. And the Brewers come up and they're saying, oh, if we could just add a third baseman, if we could just do this, if we could just whatever. And I'm like, guys, let's say we do get Alec Bregman. What are we doing? What's that going to do for us? And they go, well, you know, I still like to believe. You got to think if the Brewers keep doing this method they're doing, at some point they'll get there. At some point the path will be realized. And I go, yeah, well, it's a fine strategy. It just works for everybody else. Doesn't seem to work for the Brewers. And if it hasn't yet, the odds now, the landscape, the terrain is getting more slanted against them. It would be terrible if I was talking baseball every day, like doing those shows with Freems, especially when they were going to the playoffs in 2018 was a magical year, but I would live and die with every game. And maybe because of the national aspect of my job now, where come April, May, and June, I throw something up on the computer or the TV. It's not the Brewers. I mean, I'll follow the Brewers, but I'm watching Thunder, Suns, or whatever it's going to be, because that's going to be more of the conversation. So, and I've talked about this, like the Brewers fandom, it doesn't go away, but it's just I'm not as invested as I was when I was hosting a morning show where we basically spent 3.5 of the 4 hours on the Brewers. And even if I was, I don't know how invested I could be. I'm sure, like, baseball is something where if you watch it once a week, you like, you follow it, okay? If you watch it every day, the more you watch it, the more into it you are. Now, that makes absolute sense and also is the dumbest, most obvious thing I've ever said. But the more you watch it, the more you get invested in who the 26th man is, in what decision they made based on the night before. This is why I like watching golf tournaments, especially the majors. I don't like just watching Masters Sunday. I like to watch the entire tournament. That's how I think you enjoy it the best. I don't just like watching Avengers Endgame. I like watching all the movies and projects that were in before, even the one shots. And the TV shows, which may or may not be canon. because I want to go into the end product having the whole history. It's like you don't just read the last chapter of a book. So with baseball, it's best enjoyed if you enjoy it each and every day. If you watch it each and every day, if you get into it each and every day, if you follow it each and every day, because then you start to see, and that's why I liked extra innings, because if you had an extra inning game on Monday, that was 15, 16 innings, you could see decisions being made Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday based on the decisions they made on Monday. And so I think that's the best way to follow baseball. But even though we're in this landscape now where I would still like to say, okay, the Brewers, what did they do? Have they gotten better? What do they need? I have told myself that I will never see a Brewers World Series. And I think because I do believe that, it would be an injustice for me and unfair to the listeners if I was doing a daily Brewer show, because the thing that we all want so badly, I don't believe is going to happen. I just don't. And I don't think I am. Maybe deep down, I'm doing this to like protect myself. But I don't think that I am. I just don't think it's ever going to happen. Now, will it happen in the next 25 years? I don't know. Does part of me think I'm not going to live? Is it more of a, I don't think I'm going to live. They'll win. I don't think I'm going to live that long. Maybe that's it. I hope not. That's kind of morbid. But even with that being said, so I say that to preface. I don't think the Brewers are going to win a World Series in my life. I just don't see it happening. Especially now that it is getting slanted more in the Dodgers. The craziest thing about the Dodgers is, you know how I always rip on Bobby Bonilla Day? Oh my God, the Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla. The Dodgers looked at that while all you guys are laughing and they say, actually, that's a really good idea. Because first of all, then we can pay more guys. Yeah, the bill will be due later. But $60 million in 2025 isn't going to be $60 million in 2035. So we're actually sort of saving money in the long run is what we're doing. So not thinking the Brewers will ever make a World Series in my lifetime does not mean that I don't still cherish and enjoy every season. Because while that is true, I still have a belief and desire that we will continue to beat the shit out of the Cubs. So you see the Pecota standings, 80 wins. We know we'll do better than that. We won't win a World Series, but we'll do better than that. And I hope they beat the Cubs.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good buddy. Goodest of buddies. Paul Emig.
Hey, bud.
How you doing, friend?
Did you just start, were you just talking Brewers?
Well, the Pecota standings are out, and they got them at 80 wins.
Okay.
And Pecota does this every year where they, and then the Brewers overshoot it. I don't think the Brewers are ever going to win a World Series in my lifetime.
Okay.
But also, I expect the Brewers to make the playoffs every year for the rest of my lifetime. So I'm like a pessimist, but I'm not down bad.
Sure.
So I still think that.
But do you even want that? Making the playoffs every year with no world? Is that a good life as a Brewers fan?
I don't know. Because now, having kids, you look at it like in the perspective of, I want my kid to be able to realize his championships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just flat out tell him the Brewers are never going to win. Because with the Royal Rumble,
mm-hmm.
Can I spoil? Do you care?
I watched it.
with the Royal Rumble, I spent an hour telling him, buddy, because he wanted Jay. I go, Jay is not winning this thing. Just please, please get that through your head so you're not disappointed.
Sure.
And then he wins. So if I do this with the Brewers, maybe the same thing will happen.
Okay.
I don't know. So then after the Rumble, you know, I'm in bed watching it with him. He falls asleep. I go downstairs, kind of dick around a little bit. And then I see I'm on Twitter. I see Hacked is trending. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. And then I looked and some people thought Kanye was hacked. May or may not have been. But then the Shams tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was the initial tweet of the trade.
Yeah.
And then he tweets, yes, this is real, yeah. Which made me even further think it was a hack.
Okay.
Like, okay, here's the hacker doubling down on his hacking.
Yeah.
Because this is such an out of nowhere. I mean, some people have compared it to Ray Allen, Gary Payton.
Sure.
Which I think is a nice equivalent for our experience, but.
Not nationally.
But Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers at this point in his career.
Yeah.
For one first round pick.
Terrible.
And Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Is bewilderment.
And making it so much worse was the comments from the Mavs that followed. So I, like you, post Rumble, see the news, and I was talking with a good buddy, not you, unfortunately, who's a huge NBA nerd like I am and loves to follow it really closely. And we were on the phone for like 2 hours as it was happening. Like, and so for the first 95% of it, we had, like, what are the possibilities? What are the reasons? What's the reaction? And for the first 90%, we acknowledged it could just be that the Mavs woke up one day and single-handedly negotiated with the Lakers, and that was just kind of it. But of course, that's not what happened, because that would be the biggest organizational malpractice a professional sports team could do. So we set that aside. That's not what happened. Yeah. Obviously, that's not what happened.
No, it couldn't be.
It there's no way. Of course, it turned out that it was exactly what happened. But then it's like, okay.
Although they may have contacted the Bucks. I don't think I'd buy that.
If there was one other team, logically, based on it seemed like the position they wanted, it would have been the Bucks. The Bucks are very good. Credit to them at keeping things quiet, right? Like the Bucks do things undercover pretty well. So it would stand to reason that if there was a team, it would be the team with Giannis and the team that keeps things quiet.
If they did make that trade.
You don't do that. You don't do it. But let's come back to that. I'm happy to come back to that. But so then so that's not what happened. The Mavericks and Lakers didn't just have a one-on-one conversation, and then a Luka trade happens. So then you're saying, okay, so Luka clearly requested to go to the Lakers, and the Lakers only.
Yeah, had to.
And because, of course, it's the Lakers. It couldn't be any other team that benefited. And then before we find out, of course, that in fact, all the things that we put aside for the first 95% of the conversation is in fact what happened, you start saying, okay, if you're a Mavericks fan and you're up at midnight on a Saturday, or you're waking up the next morning to the news and you're told Luka is traded, but before you're told for what or to who, you're like, hey, here's like six choices.
The Saturday night Mavsicker.
I liked your tweet.
Thank you.
It brought you out of tweet retirement just for that.
Well, I'll delete it again. Tweets are now like up for 7 days and then I delete them.
You're a Snapchat tweeter?
Yeah.
I like it. So then, I started, because me and you did this exercise. I'm sure we did it on a show at some point, but definitely privately, like 4 or 5 years ago. Hey, if the Bucks trade Giannis, like if he requests a trade, he's, you know, forever a Buck and blah, blah, blah. Like what would you want? And so I remember at the time looking at, you know, this was 5 years ago. It's like, well, what about like a Trae Young and a bunch of other stuff from the Hawks? The Hawks initially wanted to get Giannis in the draft, blah, blah, blah. What about, like, and I don't even remember all the scenarios, but there was like all these different things at the time. And the one thing you definitely don't do 5 years ago with 25-year-old Giannis, the thing you don't do with present-day 25-year-old Luka, is get a guy who, in the midst of my conversation Saturday night, I kept calling Anthony Davis a 30-year-old. I soon looked up that he was going to be 32 in a month.
You know, a name I never heard until this week was Anthony Day-2 Davis.
What's that? What's that in reference
to? Like day to day, like he's day to day.
Oh, very good.
Anthony Day to Davis.
Oh, I like it.
Because they always call them street clothes, but that's funnier.
That's good. I like it. And yeah. Of course, that's the funny thing too, is it's like, if you're getting out of the Luka business because conditioning and injury history and whatever else, is like, have you, like, do you know that Anthony Davis is a 6.5 years older and has his own playing history?
I was watching ESPN that night. Kendrick Perkins and then now Charles Barkley are like saying, no, this is a great deal for the Mavs. Like, that's just to be the contrarian, right?
That used the word I was going to say. Like, I think I told you.
Because they're like, oh, no, he works perfect with Kyrie Irving. Aren't we past the point of building your future around Kyrie Irving? Aren't we past that point?
You would have thought so. I would have thought so. The rest of the league would have thought so. The problem isn't that Anthony Davis. Okay. Better pairing in a vacuum. Luka and Kyrie, two ball dominant guards, or Kyrie and Anthony Davis. Like, you could make the argument.
Sure, yeah.
That, like, you don't. Now, they were the finals last year. Now they lost, but they played a great Celtics team. You would probably rather have it not be two guards, right? Like, two ball dominant guards. So, like, if Nico Harrison, the Mavs GM, wants to spin it that way, all right.
The way I look at a lot of things now is like in a debate class. If you were tasked with, the Mavs made this trade, defend it for them.
100%.
There's things you can come up with that, you know, this isn't like, but you're not going to win.
You'd present the argument.
The turn is.
Well, and there's so many things to be said here, but one of them is.
I mean, they have, don't forget they have Clay Matthews to round out the 2019 All-Star team.
So one thing I kept coming back to.
Clay Thompson.
Who did you say, Matthews?
Yeah.
One thing I kept coming back to Saturday night is your rule. And I don't know if this will be your lead tonight on the national show, but it should be, which is, do the thing that the other team doesn't want you to do. When the reporter reporting the news thinks he was hacked, his phone was hacked when he gets the news, when the team you're negotiating with says you're joking, right? And when your owner says, Nico Harrison said he laughed when he first proposed it. He supported it, but he laughed. You're losing. Okay, so Kendrick Perkins or Charles Barkley, like, the Mavs are a good team. Like, if it gels, like, I don't know, could they be a, like, they'll be fine, but it doesn't matter because you have to put yourself in the frame of like the Bucks 5 years ago before winning a title, but they were close. Like, say, like, coming off like the Toronto series or something, right, where it was like they were up 2-0, they should have been in the finals. They're really good. They're probably going to be right back in the final. All these other things. It's like, the one thing you don't do is you don't get 6 years older. You don't trade 25-year-old Giannis, 25-year-old Luka, unless they are like, listen, I'm trying to be cool about this, but I'm gone. I don't want this to be public, but between me and you, I'm fucking leaving. Then you begrudgingly like, all right. But short of that, you certainly don't do it just out of like, me and the Laker, like, we're cool. Like, we always have these conversations. And one time I just kind of said, what about like a Luka AD thing? You're joking, right? Like, no, I'm not. Like, what if we just, we'll have a conversation about it. Like, you just don't do it. But if you do it, you don't do it in the way that it was done. You don't do it for a player 6 years older. You don't do it without fielding calls across the league. And like, the first thing I thought of is, again, like with Giannis, there's always all this nonsense speculation. Luka's never had any speculation, really. Oh. Like, any like real.
They've tried to get every other person out of wherever, except they've never thought about that with Luka.
Never. And so you are, as a Mavericks fan, and this is one of the things I was talking about on my Saturday night conversation as we were diving into it in real time, was like, you're a Mavericks fan. You know, there's financial issues to this. Like, well, we don't want to commit to a conditioning questionable Luka, and like, we want to be out of the Luka business.
Yeah, I don't like the 24 hours of fat shaming him afterwards.
That was a pretty interesting. Maybe that's why Barkley had his back. Barkley didn't have his back. Actually, I take that back. Perkins and Barkley, the two guys who have had conditioning questions, actually, that's interesting. I haven't thought about it till this moment. Well, for the record, Perkins and Barkley both had plenty of conditioning questions throughout their career. But I thought what was interesting is like this idea that if you were like watching like the financial bottom line of the Mavs, who are under new ownership. How much money did the Mavericks lose in marketing dollars, in sponsorship, in season tickets? Like, I saw a joke tweet that said, imagine you're one of like the 24-year-old newly hired salespeople for the Mavericks having to make season ticket calls on Monday morning. Like, the bottom line of the Mavericks suffers unless or until the Mavericks make the finals with this new construction.
This is a long-term play.
What's that?
I do like they can say they called ownership or whatever, but the new ownership that took over for Cuban.
Yeah.
I guess he was stunned.
As he should be. He said he'd rather get a divorce than trade.
They want to build an arena with a casino.
Okay.
And in Texas, I guess I think they're kind of like what we are.
Okay.
And the legislature there is not having it.
Okay.
But they might in the future.
Okay.
So you can't threaten to move if your team's good and everybody loves you.
Yeah.
So if you spiral out of control.
Did you say this in our text? Did you say they're Marge shotting this whole thing?
I didn't say those words specifically, but.
Okay.
Major League. There's no Vegas team. We know there's going to be, but there's none yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you threaten the Vegas move. They don't want to move,
mm-hmm.
but you got to have somewhere to threaten. There's just, or the GM thinks like, I don't know. Maybe he's like dying, and this is like one thing he just wanted to do. You can't just wake up one day and be like, "Fuck it, I'm trading Luka for AD." I know that's what happened, but my dumb human brain won't allow that to be. And that's why they have all these like people saying from a bat, like they're not going to be good.
Well, they'll be good.
But they're not going to win the finals.
No.
They're not going to get to where they were a year ago. Yeah. The Lakers, more moves are coming, I'm sure, because they need a center now.
Yeah.
How do you get Luka and LeBron? Who gives a fuck?
It doesn't matter, right?
You have Luka and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
The same way with like Dame and Giannis. Like, they'll figure it out, even if maybe they...
And honestly, even if Dame and Giannis don't, and even if Luka and LeBron don't, in the case of the Lakers, it doesn't matter because you just were able to reset your clock as a franchise somehow yet again by like 15 years.
Oh, Luka's going to be there for another decade.
Sure. I mean, and like, unless he really does stay consistently above 270 pounds, but like, even if that's what he was playing at, he's a top three player, but he's chunky. Like, does it, like, if it was like, oh, well, he was a top two player, then he put on 20 pounds and he was like bad.
The Athletic just did an article last week about Jokic and Mahomes and how they have like dad bods.
Okay.
And how they're still athletic with the dad bod.
Okay.
And how dad bods are in. And then the Mavs trade Fatty Doncic.
There's so many problems. And I did enjoy Jason Kidd having to sit there dead eyed.
Well, even when you try to make a trade, like in fantasy, like if I'm trying to make a trade in fantasy, I'm still like, okay, I was talking to this guy, but maybe I'll text somebody else just to see if I can get a better deal.
Sure.
Like, how do you not?
You never think you're going to get away with that deal because you assume some level of competence from your peers in whatever that arena is, fantasy football or NBA. Like, it's.
How can you just be Rob Pelinka and just sit around and then one day you get this call and it's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Well, again, the first problem for Nico Harrison and the Mavs should have been when Rob Pelinka said, "You're joking, right?" When someone says that, even in a casual conversation that might eventually lead to a negotiation, you don't do the thing.
So realistic options.
All right, I have a bunch for you.
First of all, realistic options why this happened.
Okay.
One, the most realistic option is, I think the most realistic option is this guy went to the future and came back and saw what happened. And like, this will pay off. Cause I mean, to just make this trade, it's bonkers.
Yeah. Now, again, I sent you this thing, and I'm sure you saw it on your own on social media, even if I didn't send it to you. But, like, this is the same guy who, according to his own Wikipedia page, Nico Harrison, as a Nike executive, called Steph Curry Seth Curry and made some other mistake. And, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, are we sure this is a brilliant man that just didn't relationship his way into a general manager job? Like, that's, again, like,
the Bucks are already sending out emails to see Luka and LeBron.
They
March
got
13th.
Wow. Yeah. And that is assuming, of course, and I think it will, but like, it's assuming that the Lakers, who now, as everyone is reporting nationally, like, they're Luka's team. Like, they didn't consult LeBron. They didn't involve LeBron. I don't know. LeBron apparently has always wanted to play with Luka. Who wouldn't want to?
LeBron say that about anybody.
Well, especially if you're a top three, top five player, that's something you say. So what I want to spend some time with you on, because there's a lot of ways to look at it. But the first thing I did is I said, okay, I'm a Bucks fan who has had to contemplate, or chose to contemplate, Giannis trades at different points of my Bucks fandom of Giannis being Giannis. And then you're the late, and then you're a Mavericks fan. And I thought, okay, well, I hate what I got back. Like, Anthony Davis, this was so funny. Like, Anthony Davis is like the 14th best player in the world. And we're all just like,
they got Max Christie.
Now, you know, the Russillas of the world are like, you know what I really like about this deal for the Mavs? You know, Max Christie's really developing, and he is, okay? So, like, yeah. But it's of course, that's not the point of this whole thing. So it's like Anthony Davis is getting completely dumped on, and he's, like, one of the 15 best players in the world. But he's 6 years older, has his own injury problems, and, like, when you saw the videos of the Suns bench reacting to it, right? You saw the video, and there's a couple others of teams, and it's like, that was partially because Luka got traded, and that was partially because if you're Kevin Durant on the Suns bench, Devin Booker on the Suns bench being handed a fan's phone, you were going to think what we all thought, which is like, well, not, I mean, it's not just for Anthony Davis and like a pick. Like, there's more, you know, like, that's not the trade, right? Like, that's right. Just not what happened. So when you want, we can do it in this second, and we can do it in a few minutes, but I want to just give you some other trade ideas. And I want you to tell me
the full trade is,
yeah, go for it.
Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round pick in 2029. Lakers get Luxa, Maxi Kleba, and Markieff Morris.
Yeah.
Jazz get Jalen Hood's Scafino.
Mm-hmm. Practice that one for before tonight. Yep.
And 2 second-round picks this upcoming summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it. What's up?
All right. So, first off, You're the Mavericks fan. You're opening the door the next day, and you're like, you have like these paths, and one of them is like, it's the option is, well, you didn't really trade Luka, right? Nope, he's traded. All right, now pick a door, and the one is you get Anthony Davis and Max Christie and one future first round pick, and then I started thinking, okay, I'm going to give you some, but you can say, of course, I would rather this as a Mavs fan, but you could say in addition to that, like, yeah, but this other team probably wouldn't do that. So let's just start with this: Jaylen Brown instead of Anthony Davis. Much younger than Anthony Davis. Would the Celtics do it?
Yes. To get Luka?
Luka for Jaylen. And of course, like, and a pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Celtics would do it. Yeah.
Of course. Right. Now you're a Mavs fan. Would you rather Jaylen Brown, who's, I think, I didn't look it up, like 26 years old, right? Or would you rather next
year? You want to put Jaylen and Kyrie together?
I know they've played together before, right? But you don't have to keep, first off, like by the way, Jaylen Brown, sorry, he's 28. He just turned 28. So he's older than I, but so he's 3.5 years older than, younger than Anthony Davis. You've seen the Jaylen Brown, Kyrie thing in Boston, but like, all things considered, would you keep
the Anthony Davis? I'd rather have AD, Paul.
Really? Okay. I think this one was a toss up for me. So I just want to be clear. I wanted to start somewhere.
I don't know. Brown. Maybe it's because Tatum sucks up a lot of his shots.
But he does. Yeah. You'd get a lot more shots as the Mavericks guy than you would.
But AD, the thing with AD is that, yeah, there are nights where it's like, okay, he is an elite talent.
Yeah, and he is.
But he's never, he's like the husband who's always like, I promise, baby, I won't do it ever again. And then he does it.
Yeah.
Oh, I promise, baby. One more time, baby. I promise I'll be healthy, baby. Oh, okay, Anthony. I believe you.
Yeah.
Anthony, you missed a couple of games. Oh, well, I got my eye, and then but I promise, baby. So maybe, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that is a toss.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I think that's a fair flip. That's a fair, like, eh. All right, the Heat, Bam and Hero. you're a Mavericks fan. You want Bam and Hero, or do you want Anthony Davis and Max Christie?
Oh, I want Bam and Hero.
Not even close, right? Yeah. Not to me, it's not. Because again, some of this too is you. If you're going to trade one of the three best players in the world who's 25 years old, you don't get 6 years older in the process.
And how long is his contract, AD?
Anthony Davis? I think he has 2.5, like this one plus two more. Yep.
Because the Mavs are thinking they are going to win a title this season with Kyrie and Anthony Davis.
Or next. It has to be this or next.
Yeah. And it's got to be title or bust.
Of course, because they were in the finals with the current construction.
They almost have, like, when the Packers drafted Love, I said they need to win one with Rodgers and one with Love to make it worth it.
If you made the finals, you're at the same spot you were with Luka, except you're 6 years older.
And Luka, like, he could rip off 2-3 finals wins in L.A.
I know, which is annoying.
They got to... God bless this trade. God, just when you think you can't be surprised, there's always some. This is the best part. There's always somebody stupider.
I know.
Once you've lowered the bar on how stupid people can be, there's always somebody to out stupid the already low bar of stupid.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Bam is 27. Hero's 25.
Are the Heat doing this trade?
Oh yeah.
Get Luka,
and then you trade Butler for some stuff, and you're just like the Luka team that's rebuilding. You know,
Terry Rozier can't take his unders anymore.
Right, exactly. So of course you're the Heat. I think the thing you'd always come back to is like, and we started by saying, you know, Giannis for Luka. I said no, but I think in 25 cases you would say. So like, I'll give you one that I wouldn't do.
Was Homer tweeting the other day about he thinks Luka's or Giannis is going to leave? What was that?
Who?
Homer, ESPN, was saying that like people are saying there's more discussion that Giannis wants to leave again.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see that.
But we're at the point now where if he wants to leave, fine. I mean,
but Eric Name did go viral. I don't know if you saw it with Giannis's comments about I want Jokic. Do you see this? I want Jokic to. You didn't see this? Go to Name's Twitter. Giannis said after the game the other night, he was asked for his reaction to the trade, and he said, I want Jokic to go to the Knicks. I love that Luka's in L.A. I want to have a bunch of European player superstars in all the big markets. Oh, you haven't caught up on this morning's news yet.
Wow.
So everyone is like in panic mode because Giannis is saying, I want European superstars in big markets. He said, quote, this is my dream, said Giannis. Is he kidding? Is he serious? Is it some mixture of the two?
Okay, let's say something funny because I took it and spoke very serious.
You want to read it for the people listening?
I thought it was fake news. It's insane. Obviously, I played against Luka. Blah, blah, blah. Shibbity-dee. Where's the European thing?
I think you have to watch a video. Oh, no, here it is.
Oh, yeah, here we go. So this is he said it, and then he said, this is something new for Europe. Great guy, Sasa Vucic. Okay. You know what I want? I want Luka to the Lakers. I want Jokic to the Knicks. I want all the Europeans to go to the big markets. This is what I want. This is my dream. I don't think there's anything that I need to be.
I think it's Giannis just being Giannis, but it's yeah.
Look, if Giannis wanted to leave, guys, he would have left.
Yeah. And again, if the day comes that the Bucks trade Giannis, not this season, presumably, but like it has to be for not this type of fucking package. You need to get like you need to do what the Thunder did, not even knowing that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be who he's become, but you get like a 20-year-old promising guy, a bunch of picks, and some salary filler. You don't go get an older guy and like turn your window from 10 years to 2 years. You just don't do it. Here, let me give you a couple others. So we agree on Heat and Bam. You could do a very picks-based. So here's another thing I want to say before I give you any more. Like you probably Rudy Gobert got 4 first-round picks. Mikal Bridges got 5 first-round picks. Kevin Durant to the Suns got like 2 really good players. One of which was Mikal Bridges, who they then spun off.
Georgia traded for 2 All-Stars.
Yeah. So like, so you could do very, so like the Nets could have given like 7 first-round picks. The Spurs have 12 first-round picks, many of which are extremely valuable. They would have, to pair Luka with Wemby, they would have given, like, you could have gotten Devin Vassell, you know, Zach Collins as a contract filler before he went to the Chicago Bulls, the Bulls in that other trade. But, like, they hadn't pulled off the Fox trade yet. You don't think the Spurs would have given you everything they have other than Wemby to pair Wemby with Luka? You wouldn't rather have, like, 7 Spurs picks than 2 years of Anthony Davis at his age 32 and 33 seasons?
I mean, how bad can you want Anthony Davis to not even try to explore another package? Like, they were all in.
Yeah.
So the Lakers said no, they're just not trading Luka.
How about this? If you're the Magic, are you trading Paolo for Luka?
Yeah.
I would too. Are you, if now you're a Mavericks fan, do you want soon to be 32-year-old Anthony Davis, or do you want
I'd rather have Bancaro than this.
It's not even close, right? It's not even close. If you're a Mavericks fan.
I don't know what offer you could have that I would rather have AD.
I mean, the Cavs are the Cavs. They're doing incredible. Would they probably touch their team? I doubt it. Having said that, if they could pair, you know, if they could bring in Luka for some combination of like a Mobley and a Garland, and now they have Luka, you got to at least ask. If you're about to do this Anthony Davis trade and you're the Maverick, you have to at least ask the Cavs, right? I don't know if you are like a hardcore OKC guy, but I love Jalen Williams, first-year All-Star Jalen Williams. He's amazing. Like, he's really, 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 really good. If you were to pair Jalen Williams, who doesn't make a lot of money yet, with like one of their more expensive guys, like even if it was like a Hartenstein, if OKC could have, now they would not want to trade Jalen Williams. Like, I'm sure like they would have a much harder conversation OKC would if they were asked for Jalen Williams than the Lakers had to have with Anthony Davis. But if you compare Shea with Luka, like, you do it. Like, and if you're a Mavericks fan, you'd much like with the Paolo thing, you would much rather have this youth package of guys.
I don't know that there's a team that's like, nah, we're good.
I think there's very few. So like, who would
maybe the Nuggets, because when Luka and Jokic play together, they just jerk off the whole time, all-star games, but still.
But even if you were doing that with the Nuggets, I mean.
But I'm kidding. Of course you take them.
Yeah.
There's not a team right now that wouldn't take Luka for a similar package.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to at least have, like, you know, one of the 15 best players in the world, which, you know, Anthony Davis is in that category.
This is like, I mean, what's the Bucks equivalent? Dame? We're going to give you Dame and Ryan Rollins?
I mean, it would be Dame and, like, either AJ Green or Ajax.
Yeah, fucking take them.
Yeah. Like, if they were called the Suns, they explored a Booker package and they explored a Durant package. If you're already trading for 32-year-old AD, like, you probably would rather soon-to-be 32-year-old AD than 36-year-old Durant. So I think I would take the Anthony Davis package over a Kevin Durant package, given the age. But do the Suns say no to a Luka Booker trade?
So who's in the, like, the top tier of NBA players right now? Because it's Luka, Jokic, SGA, Giannis. Is Tatum in there? No. I mean, I'm talking 1A. Tatum could be 1B.
Let's look up the All-Stars from this year.
Luka's not an All-Star, is he? Was he hurt too much?
I think he was hurt too much. So here's the starters. So Jokic, Durant. I'd rather, like I said, I wouldn't trade, given the ages, I wouldn't rather have Durant. You have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LeBron, and Curry. So I don't think, I mean, the Warriors, you're a Warriors fan. And a lot of this is like a nostalgia question.
I can't go next week because it's Monday, the one day I ever have to work, the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, after the Super Bowl. Could you go for like a half?
I could, but that'd be stupid.
If the Warriors got the call and they said Luka for Curry.
You have to do it. He's a decade younger.
You have to, right? Like, it would be really, like, you would say, wow, like, thank you for, we will honor you till the dawn of time.
So, you know, this is great because we tried to have our JV team and it blew up in our face.
Yeah.
Thank you for the out.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other, okay. So, then it's the rest of the NBA All-Star starters, Giannis, Tatum, Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's obviously like not in the 1A tier. Jalen Brunson's not in the 1A tier. Towns is not in the 1. Oh, this was the other one I was going to ask you. Who says no? You call the Timberwolves for Anthony Edwards. Who says no? Again, you're the Mavericks. Luka, you're the Mavericks. You know you have this Anthony Davis trade. You have it. It's in your pocket. You can do it if you want to. And now you're just exploring what's better. And you call, would you call the Wolves? And what would the Wolves say?
They'd say yes.
I'm conflicted on that answer. Only because, not because who's better or what, but it would be like, you were finally, for the first time since Garnett was young, you have like your next guy. And if you, and he seems to want to stay there. Ant seems to want to stay there long-term, be the face of the team. If you trade that guy without any assurance that Luke is going to be with you for 10 years, like it's more of like a PR question, you know, like, can we like do, like, are we like hurting us? Like,
what if this trade was Kyrie to the Lakers?
It would make a lot more sense.
A million more. I mean, this is an untradeable guy.
Untouchable.
This is, you do. And they traded him for.
So here are the guys I don't think that.
This is like somebody selling off their stocks when they know that the company's going to go bankrupt a week before.
So there's
got to be some insider trading shit going on.
Well, again, this is where like it's a league of relationships where it's just Pelinka and Nico Harrison have known each other for 20 years and they're just having coffee talk. It just happens to be that their coffee chat is about Luka Doncic trades. So here
ours is about guys like John Michi and shit.
Here are the guys I think for all intents and purposes, I think would not have been traded one-to-one. I don't think the Bucks would have traded Giannis. I don't think the Nuggets would have traded Jokic. And again, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't or should. It just means
the Lakers would have given up LeBron.
Of course. Again, it's like, so, okay. So I'm going to tell you if there's any names you would add to this. Teams that would have said no for certain players. Jokic, the Nuggets would have said no just because it just.
They would have said no.
No, they would have said no. The Bucks would have said no for Giannis. Maybe they did say no for Giannis. I think the Thunder would have said no for SGA.
Some
of that's like just not because SGA is better necessarily, but like you just kind of can't, right? Like
the Celtics say yes for Tatum.
I think the Celtics say yes for Tatum. The only other name I was going to say that I think would be a no would be Wemby. I think the Spurs would say no.
Oh, yeah, he's not. Wemby, yeah, Wemby.
I think that's it. I think those are the only hard no's, which means you could have had anything else.
Any combination of any teams, one and two.
Yeah. Yes.
Like you could have had.
Yep. I think those are the four that would have said, wow.
You want De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis? Take them. Yeah.
You could have had that.
Yeah. You could have most teams one and two.
Yeah.
For Luka.
Yep.
And we got, is it better that we found out on a Saturday night or would have been, was that the elite time to find out?
If I was you, I was bummed. I thought of you, of course. And I thought like, oh man, like, cause you have to wait all of Saturday night, all of Sunday, all day Monday. But in the meantime, the only good news was, because if that would have been like a Thursday night at midnight, can you imagine like having a last hour of your show? Like, wait, what just happened?
Like, this, there's not, what's happening?
That would have been incredible.
And we might get one of those this week. Who knows?
And now, and that's like what makes it so fascinating is like, well, as if this isn't enough, but you have so many options on the table now of like,
when I talked to Kurt Helin.
Okay. Yeah.
We're like, so this trade down is going to be pretty boring. He goes, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah.
What a mess.
The Rockets would have given you their young guys. Like Amen Thompson, if you follow closely enough, like is a super up-and-coming, you know, superstar. Like it kind of would have been like getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander back when the Thunder did, you know, like.
Yeah.
Seems like he'd be great. Like, so you could have gotten him and then maybe Jalen Green. Would the Rockets have tossed in Şengün, who's a first-year All-Star? Like, what could you have gotten there? Plus, the Rockets have a billion picks. The Rockets are doing great. Like, they don't, like, need air, like
this is the kind of I hate in fantasy leagues when they have trade vetoes. Well, but this is the kind of trade that leagues are like, all right, you have to be able to vote if you should, because someone's clearly helping out their brother.
You would, I mean, again, you should bring up in the national conversation, you should bring up the David Stearns veto of the Chris Paul to Lakers trade.
Yeah.
There was enough owners across the league who got wind of it before it was official and went to David Stern and said, you got to step in. This is something is amiss here. Someone's doing someone a favor under the table. And he did.
Silver wouldn't.
No way.
I don't think you can. I think Stern was wrong for that.
I do. I think it's, again, kind of your point about the fantasy football veto thing. Like, you know, unless, you know, this is kind of dark, but you brought it up first. You're like, is Nico like dying? Like, because
Luca? Well, did they do like a test on his heart and they didn't tell Luca what's up?
Well, because it was like when someone's about to leave your fantasy football league, but they haven't really told anybody yet, and then they like trade their stuff. It's like, and then you find out 4 days later, like that guy left the league. That's kind of like, that's what you would assume here. You would get this trade thing and like trade pending in your fantasy football league, and then you'd say,
so my thoughts are
that guy's leaving the
future. Someone's dying somewhere. I'll say that tonight. Is that too risque?
It's a bit. Maybe you don't say a specific person, but like,
I'm going to say, did they do a test on Luca's heart and not tell him? Why else would you just trade this guy?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, he gained a little weight. Okay. Well, here's your, we got you a chef. We got you nutrition. We got you a workout guy. Not bail on the future of our franchise because you had a beer after you won the Western Conference Finals.
And honestly, like, I should mention this, and I think you know this because I think we've talked about this on one of these, but I don't like Luka. I don't like to watch him. I think he's a pain in the ass. Like, he's not. I am probably among like the 10% of people who would be like, if Luka was my team's best player, I would be very annoyed because he's not enjoyable. I'm relatively anti-Luka as far as they come. But even with being that, it's like, this guy's a top 3 to 5 player. Top 2? Question mark. You know, like, even with, like, the quote-unquote, like, weight concerns or conditioning issues, you just don't. And again, so if you were hell-bent on trading him, you want out of the Luka business. Let's just say you have to take that path. And this kind of goes to what I was saying. Like, you can open 6 different doors, and all of them involve Luka being traded. The one thing you cannot do is only negotiate with one team and get back a package that the prized piece is 6 years older than the guy you're trading. It's malpractice. It's like, you know, you just can't. And the only way this guy that Nico Harrison can be vindicated, the only way is if they win the title in the next year and a half. That's the, otherwise he is a pariah forever.
Yeah, but you still have to win as many titles as Luka could. If Luka rips off 3 titles.
Yeah.
Because you're not just trading, like you.
Yeah.
You were going to have Luka for, I mean, so even like back to Giannis, maybe Giannis realizes something different in life and he wants to make a quick move before his kids are super entrenched in a school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Bucks fans should. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't think that we should think that it's not.
But the one thing that we've done, as
but Bucks, we at least had a decade,
right?
This would be like, you know, you don't trade this guy before like you win.
Yeah. Yeah, and at this point now, like Giannis just turned 30. Luka's 25. That's a big difference. Like, in theory, in the NBA history, Giannis is now past his prime. Like, the age 28 season is like your crescendo. Like, that's supposed to be across the standards. Like, that's your peak. So Luka is 3 years away from it. Giannis is 2 years past it. You know, there's outliers, and like, Giannis is certainly an outlier. And again, I would not trade Giannis for Luka. You just kind of can't, you know, you just, even if it's like, well, I think that could work. Like, you kind of just can't, right? He's been loyal to you. You just can't. The only way you can do it is if he says, I'm leaving.
I want out.
And please, I really want to do this respectfully. I love Milwaukee. Can we please do this quietly? It's the only way. And if that were the case, which this Luka was not, you shop it around.
How can we live in a world where people look at the NBA, NBA people look at the Bucks getting Dame and saying, stupid ass fuckers traded you Holiday. And yet these same people are going, the Mavs won this deal.
They don't mean that. Barkley and Kendrick Perkins don't mean
that. Why are they doing it? So when we talk about them.
I'll say this. I don't enjoy the viewing experience of Luka Doncic. I don't. Like, don't get me wrong. There were some times in the finals last year and going to the finals when it was like he made shots that you're like, oh. But like 98% of the time, like, Luka is a difficult watch. He's complaining. It's just he does not hustle back. Like, he's not – like, Giannis is kind of like a perfect superstar to cheer for. You know, but like, Luka, to me at least, never has been. Like, I don't want him to be like my guy. Yeah. Having said that, you have to be – even if you were like – the biggest Mavs fan who was like, man, I really wish they would trade Luka first. I'd love to get out of the Luka business. You're still pissed about the way they did it. You have to be.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think the Lakers play there, and it sounds like Mavs fans are buying up all the tickets to go root for the Lakers.
That would be fun. Oh, I should say this too. What was the report this morning I wanted to share with you? If I find it, I'll send it to you. And I'm trying to remember exactly what it was now. I had it in my head a minute ago. I lost it.
About Luka?
Well, yeah. It was this. Some people wondered, like, why did the Lakers not have to give up their 2031 pick in addition? Like, they could have at least had two fucking picks in the deal. Then the question was like, well, why didn't they get Austin Reeves? Why didn't they get Dalton Connect? Like, there's other things that it, like, if you're the Mavs and you're making this negotiation, it's not like the Lakers.
Yeah, they go AD, Connect, and Reeves.
Yeah. And two first round picks instead of one.
Yeah, that's completely different.
And the report this morning was, it was Kirk Goldsberry, who's well known in the NBA reporting circles. I think he was on Simmons' pod, and he said that Pelinka talked Nico into the idea that Luka was too big of a risk to also include this other stuff. And so they, quote, whittled it down to not include Connect and the other first.
So Pelinka gets executive of the year.
Look up, of the decade. Like, he could screw everything else up, and he's executive of the decade. Look this up. Kirk Goldsberry, right. Bill Simmons. You'll find it. It's unbelievable that amidst getting hosed, that Nico Harrison got hosed further by being like, yeah, you know, I get it. So, yeah, let's not do Connect and the other first. You're right. You're right, Rob Pelinka. Brutal.
How many different offers do you think Nico's getting today for just, like, hey, you want to trade Kyrie for Pat Connaughton?
You should.
I mean, I'd send him anything. Well, that's certainly interesting. We think the Bucks are making a deal or what? I don't care. Everyone's mad at him because they lost three games in a row big time.
It's annoying.
They'll turn it on in the playoffs.
They'll blow in the playoffs. I'm actually not.
If there's ever been a flip the switch team in the NBA, it's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Are you out on the Brooke Lopez experience like Nico Harrison's out on the Luka
Doncic? I've been out on the Brooke Lopez experience.
So for the first time, I'm starting to see like some level of Bucks fan consensus of like,
well, the first 6 minutes, he's going to have five boards and he's going to make three threes and then he vanishes.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he go?
I think the Bucks are old. I do hope they make a trade. I do hope that Portis is, and by the way, Portis's absence has been felt, you know, so like in a small, small sample size, me being an anti-Portis guy, a please trade Portis guy, like he would have helped these past three games during his absence. But I hope they make a move. And I do wonder, like, you know, this happened a few days before the trade deadline, whether this is the Bucks or other teams. Aren't you maybe like empowered now to be more bold and daring and risky? And like, aren't you feeling like,
well, fortune favors the bold. Yeah.
Well, and just like, kind of like, well, fuck it. Like, If they can do a Luka AD trade in the middle of the night, I can trade Chris Middleton. I mean, you know, like,
oh, we just can't trade him. No, yeah. All rules are out the window.
That's what I mean. I think it's a very
we live more and more in a ruleless society.
Well, and you might have seen, maybe you haven't seen, but like the Warriors and Suns reopened their Kevin Durant discussions today.
They're getting KD back?
I'm saying that the conversation started again.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah. So you just got to get
KD back and Golden State. Let's go.
It'd be fun.
That would be fun. All right. Appreciate your time.
I look forward to hearing the national perspective on this.
Oh, to basically be your takes as my own.
I love it. Please.
I count this as logged hours for my show.
Sounds good.
Thank you guys all for stopping into the Winklerverse. We'll have more on the trade deadline this week. Until then, I signed off a show the other day. I signed off and I said, you don't have to do a big gesture to make a big impact.
That's deep.
And someone's like, is that your sign off? I go, I don't know why I just fucking said that. That was weird. Spay and neuter your pets.
There you go.